Unto your presence, Lord, we come. We gather here to give glory to your name. We have come to worship the God of Israel. He is the only true God. May you accept our worship today in the name of Jesus. We want to go into your word. Grant us understanding, Lord. Speak to somebody's heart here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Genesis chapter 2, before we see that, let's pick a text. Genesis is the beginning of trouble for man. Revelation is the end of that trouble for man. And I read verse 15, 16, and 17. Verse 15, 16, and 17, Genesis chapter number 2. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. And maybe somebody thinks I want to preach on serpent seed. I am not preaching on serpent seed, though. Amen. So relax. I'm not talking about serpent seed. I'm going a little somewhere that will make us understand why there had to be a serpent seed. And some of these exhortations I've been taking recently, there's a purpose it is supposed to achieve. What is the purpose? It is to let everyone that is listening to us, coming across us, worshiping with us here or online, that may come across any of our messages, to know why we are not a denomination. Why we are not a denomination. We are a restored ministry. I'll continue to say it so that you will not just see this ministry as another ministry. We continue to say it to let the people be established, like Peter would say, in the present truth. There is God's present truth. Church, the process of salvation is a program of God. It's an agenda. Item by item in that agenda, that is why I preach the message I titled The Divine Agenda. You must understand this to know why we speak the way we speak and why we act the way we act. We have an identity. Identity that is a reflection of a revelation we have. I'll continue to say this for some time because I am also a watchman. We don't only watch witches and wizards. There is a spirit we are also watching that has killed the light of the gospel each time God gives that light. And I'm also aware that God chooses his ministers. Look at all the seven church ages. Look at all, even in the Old Testament. Look at all the patriarchs who received this grace from God, fresh, original, straight from God, not handed over. None of them allowed the light to slip off their hands. Satan will never succeed until the man is taken away. It was when men slept that the enemy went and planted tares in that farm. While the men are still alive, he couldn't try it. Because Apostle Paul will lay a curse on anybody that will preach anything contrary to what he preached. So they will allow Apostle Paul to die and go first. They will allow Luther to go first. They will allow Wesley to go first. They allow William Branham to go first before the nonsense that is happening now in the end time message. There is another move that is going on. And by God's grace, as long as I am alive, Satan, listen to me, you will not succeed. What am I watching out for? To turn this place to just another gathering. What is the name of your church? They ask you. Remember, they are not interested in the revelation you have. The question they ask is, what is the name of your church? Hey, bride, hey, which one be that again? Because there are so many names. And I keep saying it because, hallelujah, but it says a tree is known by her fruits. Am I correct? Hallelujah. How do I know that you sitting down here now understand what I am teaching? It is your response. The response is not amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is your response in the life that you live. Hallelujah. In the life that you live. Because as far as Peter was concerned, Judas was one of them. He was the most prominent of all of them. The only other person that was known was John, who loved Christ. So today he will not hide his love for Christ. When they are sitting down like this, he will go and lie down, put his chest on his, his head on his chest to show, say, I love this man too much. But the rest, everybody thought we are all together until Judas manifested his revelation. All that Judas saw was, this man, I can use him to get some money. I love him, oh. I love him, but I can use him to get some money. There is another man in the Bible that was very close with Apostle Paul. And was working very closely with Apostle Paul. What is his name? Demas. Demas. Demas worked with Paul. But he said, Demas has forsaken me and gone to the world. Spirits don't die. Hallelujah. They look for vessels to possess. 419 Dedi Church. Hallelujah. Somebody, brother, borrow money from someone. And when they ask, they say, I'm waiting now. Why did somebody, you want to carry this money, go rapture? You go carry and go rapture. A brother. So that brother will not help another brother again in the church. That's what Satan uses that. In the church, there is a gossip. Deadly gossip. Deadly gossip. Praise the Lord. But don't worry. Hallelujah. Everyone that has decided to serve God, serve Him faithfully and sincerely. Leave the rest to God. He will take care of it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't let anybody's actions stop you from loving someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let, because sometimes it is not that person, it's a trial of your own faith. Can you love somebody that you know is against you? That is it. Now, time to prove it. He will let somebody close to you to betray you and see whether you can still love him. William Branham said, that is the first evidence of the Holy Ghost. That you know somebody hates you. He hates you, and yet something inside of you still makes you love him. He said, that is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. May somebody have that grace in the name of Jesus. I'm saying it because I am preaching. Hallelujah. I want you to understand who we are. And that we have an identity. And that we are in a restoration ministry. And that something happened that has reduced us to what we are today. And what happened is not serpent seed first. That is what I want to show you today. Hallelujah. What happened? I am going to the root of what happened. It is not serpent seed that first happened. There was something that gave rise to the serpent seed. And I'm titling this short exhortation, God's First Law to Man. God's First Law to Man. God's First Law to Man is where we read. This is the first law He gave man after He created man. Verse 15, 16, and 17, where I read. I want to read it again. And please, take note. It's very, very important. When God quickened this to me, I knew somebody should also hear it. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Then He gave the commandment. And the Lord God commanded the man. This is the first commandment in the Bible to man. Jesus Christ, the Pharisees asked Him, what is the greatest command, the great commandment, among all the commandments, which one is greatest? He didn't say which one is the first commandment of God. Don't mix it. The greatness of the commandment that God gave Moses for His people, among the 10 of them, the Pharisees were asking Him, which one? I remember they were not asking to know, they were asking so that they will find a reason to make Him enter a trap. And then He told them the first one is love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your strength, everything. Love Him with everything you have. He said, and the second is like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So God's first commandment, I mean greatest commandment, is love. Because upon it, all other laws hang. That is a different teaching from where I am going to now. The first commandment here, and the Lord, verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That is the first law that was given to Adam and Eve. Praise the Lord. What is this law? The first law that God gave man is the law of life and the law of death. The law, you do this, you will live and dominate this earth that I have placed you. If you do this, you will surely die. You will lose the control of this earth. You will cease to exist. You will become powerless. So, Adam and Eve, God did not trouble them with too much loss. And even Christians today, under grace, God has not troubled us with too many commandments. That's why the only commandment He gave us is love. And he that is of God loveth. For God is love. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you, praise God. Why He said that is, if you love someone, you won't do anything to hurt that person. Every other law that laws to stop you from hurting your neighbor, hurting your wife, hurting whoever, your brother, your sister. So the only commandment He gave is love. Love. And it is not grievous. And these two laws is what is represented in the garden. Listen. Hallelujah. They were not literal trees. The trees in the garden there of Eden, they were not physical trees like, literal trees like mango, cashew nut, papa, whatever you call a Iroko tree. That's not, no. It is a book for revelation. It's spoken in symbols for a reason. Because the secret things belong to the Lord. And he chooses how he will reveal it to his people. And he has a reason to shield some revelation. So that certain people will not get to know it and mess it up. When Apostle Paul said, no man can call Christ Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Just say Christ. It means I have Holy Ghost, Abby. That's all. Everybody is saying Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Because Satan had the Holy Ghost speaking like that. There are some things that God can allow Satan to mess it up, but there are some things that affect his agenda that he won't let them know. Only his own. And it will be at the appropriate time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you take note that the book of Revelation and the book Genesis, these mysteries of the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness, if you observe all these years during the Reformation, a few people touching here and here, here and here, people like Clarence Larkin, people like and all of the reformers generally, some of them, the great theologians, they try to bring out this book of Revelation, what those symbols mean and things like that. They try on their own, but many of them were doing this by intellectualism. And suddenly now, as the program of God is winding up, attention again is going back to the mysteries among a select group of people the Bible calls the bride of Jesus Christ. Because the mystery of salvation will be revealed to the bride. It is time for the bridegroom to let the bride know everything that pertains to him. That is why now, all of a sudden, that there's a group of people whose emphasis is not on acquiring worldly things, is now knowing the attention, the emphasis now is on the mystery of salvation. So that we can understand what is happening. What the devil is doing, so that you will know where to stand, for the time is too short to play religion with your Christian faith. And so these two trees are not physical, literal trees. They are two laws. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2. This is the way he put it, verse 7. Verse 7, 8, and 9. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And see where I am going? Out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. Listen to that language very well. Let me read it again. Verse 9. And out of the ground, literal physical trees now, made the Lord God to grow out of the ground every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Then he added, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. These two trees were also in the midst of the garden. It means when he gave them the law, he gave all the trees, the vegetation, and everything for food and for everything. Concerning that garden also, there are two trees he also gave them. It is the law to enjoy that garden. It's also pertain to the garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, of the tree, the fruit of the tree. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. You are not to eat of it. If you eat of it, the emphasis there is eat. There is no problem with the tree standing there. The problem is you eating it. If it is not a literal physical tree in the garden, where you can also eat physically, you can pluck mango and eat. If it is a literal tree, if it is a symbolic tree that is there, it means that word, the eat, will also be a symbolic eating. It is not sex. Sex is the product of that eating. Don't be confused. There was a sin of sex. Fornication. There was. Between the serpent and Eve. But I'm going to the reason why they fornicated. There was one eating. Amen. Applying it, rightly dividing the word of truth. The two trees there in the midst of the garden, a tree produces fruit to be eaten, like I've explained. Now, so we have two trees. The tree of life, it means that tree, if you eat it, you will have life. It is a source. The tree, therefore, is a source. A source of life. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil is also a source. That if you eat what it produces, you will die. So, now it is now the fruit of that tree. The fruit of that tree. Without the fruit, there will be no eating. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we begin to see something here. In Revelation chapter 2, there is a statement that will help us to understand something here. The first church age, chapter 2, the overcomers in verse 7. Hallelujah. The overcomers in verse 7. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The tree has not been removed. The tree there, if you read during the judgment, he sent his cherubims to protect the tree so that man will not go and eat it because he has eaten the other one. Oh, Father, help me to explain it well. So, just imagine that all that you are to labor, you are to deny yourself. All that you are struggling for in fasting, in resisting temptation, the reward is that you will eat of the tree of life that Adam and Eve were prevented from eating. And who is that tree of knowledge of good and evil? And who is that tree of life? If the tree of life is a source of eternal life, the tree of life is Jesus. Now, does that mean that Jesus, hallelujah, does that mean that Jesus was existing in the Garden of Eden? No. It is a law. It is a law. It is a law of life. Hallelujah. It is a law of life. Jesus Christ was not in the Garden of Eden. Far be it. I'm not teaching that. Some people teach it. No. There is a source of life and there is the source for death. And who is the source of death in the Garden of Eden is the serpent. The serpent was the source of life. Hallelujah. Just as Jesus is the source, serpent is the source of death. Just as Jesus is the source of life. Now, but we know that it was not serpent doing that. There was a spirit that was inspiring him to do that. That spirit, therefore, is the tree that manifests through a vessel. And that vessel in the Garden of Eden is a serpent. Therefore, the source of life, the tree of life, of eternal life also, is God himself. But he will use a means by which he will distribute that eternal life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you will understand John chapter 6. In John chapter 6. So that you understand why Jesus Christ spoke. Then we shall understand this eating he's talking about. John. Hallelujah. Chapter 6. God's first law to man. That is my emphasis. From verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and there shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that has heard and has learned of the Father. You learn of the Father. The source of life is the Father. That has learned of the Father, cometh unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father. Adam and Eve did not see the spirit that was moving the serpent. Until today, people have not seen the Father in Christ Jesus. Save he which is of God, he has seen the Father, and that one is the Lord Jesus himself. Then he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, he that believeth on me, the emphasis therefore is believing. You have to believe. He that believeth in me has everlasting life. Therefore, the tree of life flows from God. Through who? Through Christ himself. Then he added in verse 48, I am that bread of life. And bread is meant to be eaten. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. The source of life that was lost, protected from the Garden of Eden. It is still there and in the midst of the paradise of God. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, that's where I am going, except you eat. See the eating now. There is eating in the Garden of Eden. And there is eating here. Now Jesus Christ says, eat. Ahem. Therefore, the eating there is not literal fruit. It's not literal blood. It's not literal body of Jesus Christ that we shall eat. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, what is this eating? So what is this eating now that they ate when he said, don't eat of this fruit? It simply means, and that is the original sin. The original sin came from disobeying the original law. The original law is, don't eat. What is it to eat? To eat the body of Jesus Christ is to understand. And you cannot understand until you listen. Hallelujah. There were two preachers in the Garden of Eden. There were two preachers in the Garden of Eden. The Holy Spirit and the Satan. And the Bible calls the two spirits, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Hallelujah. So, what was the commandment? Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that tree and act on it. If you don't listen, you won't know what to act. That is why I say that it was because they listened. If they did not listen, there would have been no serpent seed. That is the law. If they did not listen, they would not have taken heed. Hallelujah. Let's read on. Chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Amen. From verse 1. Let me read the full story. Just for emphasis. I know you have read it several times, but this is for emphasis. Because me too, I've been reading it until this thing I'm sharing now was quickened to me. Because I'll tell you why it's important that I bring it out again now. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Because God does not use anyhow vessels for his program. Satan too does not use anyhow vessels for his program. There is the right person. That's why he could not go to Peter. He had to go to Judas. Hallelujah. So he does not use anyhow person. One of the reasons, like we saw, what's his name? Is it somebody that wrote A Man Sent from God? Is it God Olisey? Thank you. God Olisey wrote something in the book he wrote concerning William Branham that he titled A Man Sent from God. He said one of the reasons that God chose William Branham is because that God knew that his own ministry will not produce another denomination. You see? His own ministry will not produce another denomination. And since he died, enter message. Where is the headquarters? See? Who is dictating to us what to do and what not to do? So before, of all the animals that serpent, Satan could use, it was the serpent. If you notice here, all of us are talking serpent, but I am going beyond serpent. I am going beyond serpent. Just like I went beyond Judas to see the spirit that entered him and made him act the way he acted. And then people will be looking at the physical and leave the spirit that is pushing people to do what they are doing. No normal woman will dress and expose her sacred parts of her body. No normal woman. When you see a woman dressing and then exposing her breasts, exposing her thighs, exposing, please, look beyond that woman and see that she is possessed. But unfortunately, Judas did not know that he had been possessed. His mind was on the money he will make. Unfortunately, the woman that dresses anyhow does not know what she is doing because of the spirit that is, and then the spirit will be justifying it. Will be justifying it. When you see a normal person telling you that what you are doing is wrong, and you find yourself justifying it, it is evidence you are not normal. You are not normal. So, we must go beyond serpent. Satan, we know you are the one, oh? You are the one. You are the one, not be serpent. Now you. But woe to that man through whom offense will come. Woe to that man through whom offense will come. Do you know that he said, if the prophet be deceived, he said, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. Then when you read further, he said, after he has used the prophet to deceive somebody, to answer him according to the adult with his heart, then he will turn to the prophet and destroy that prophet. So you study and know this God. Because God will not use Micaiah for that assignment. God will not use Elijah. God will not use Elisha to deceive somebody. He has to use somebody that already he himself, his second name, that deception. But he is gifted. Learn to know this God so that you will tread carefully with him. So that is why I say that the serpent will look beyond the serpent. Okay? Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had commanded. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, I told you there are two preachers in the Garden of Eden. God has come and given his own sermon. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you know something? God used to come down by himself. In the cool of the evening, he will come and have fellowship with his children. So you can imagine the sermon he was given Adam and Eve. Then when he has gone, hallelujah, suddenly another preacher will come. But this time, he does not come as a spirit. He uses a vessel so that he will not be known that he is the one doing it. And that is why too, I believe that in the process of the redemption, because man decided to listen to a physical being, not a spirit, to listen to a physical being serpent. That's why God is saying, okay, it looks like man listens more to the thing he can see than the spirit that he cannot see. So he formed himself a body in the womb of a virgin. So that maybe when they now hear him, when he speaks through that vessel, they will be able to hear him. Till today, Satan uses vessel. God too decided to use vessel. The mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why he is the source of life. Okay? Yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden. I'm going somewhere else. And the woman said unto the serpent, he was telling him the sermon that was received. Hallelujah. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. I must break this thing down. It's important to catch this thing. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The same thing we preach here, this same serpent possessed people. The English people call it modus operandi. That is his mode of operation. He is always trying to explain something God has spoken. He is always trying to interpret a law, and it is always a law or an order of things. Always. And when they say it very convincingly, because they have the ability to convince by the spirit that dwells in them, who was also able to convince one third of the population of the angels in heaven to follow him. And he has convinced the whole world until the percentage, the ratio of believers, true believers, and the rest of the world, the believers are very minute. The rest of the world are following that same old spirit. The Bible refers to him as serpent. But please, it's only to tell you the identification. Serpent has died since. But that spirit is still available now. Because those spirits don't die. Hallelujah. Is still around. And his interest is the Garden of Eden, where God has placed his own children there. And the Garden of Eden this time is the church of Jesus Christ. That is where he's interested in. Don't look for Satan in cloud 999. Have you known the color? Cloud 999. Don't look for Satan in the ocean. Don't look for Satan anywhere, in any occult place. All those ones, mommy water, papi water, all those cults, and all those leaders, we had all those spirits working all those religions in the world. Let me tell you, they are just the lieutenants of Satan to hold fort for him in the lesser area. His interest is the church. Satan, his address is the church. If you don't catch it, we are more revelated than that. The Antichrist. When I finish this now, I'm going to now take the Antichrist. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the woman said unto the serpent, he was preaching what? The unadulterated word. Hallelujah. And verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. I was listening to Oyakhilome, and he was preaching, and he was saying that there are some churches, ministers that preach that you don't wear a ring, you don't wear trousers, you don't this, you don't do this. And then I heard him, they don't tell me, I was listening to him. He said, let me tell you, sisters, they admire you. He said, let me tell you, sisters, and those Asmodi people, they stood up with their half-naked body, right up, pastor. Then he ended by saying, no, 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 no. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It is not the outward appearance. It is what is in the heart. And you know, it's reasonable. You know, and then you begin to eat it. 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 And as you eat it, you are digesting it. And as you are eating it, you are digesting it. As you are digesting it, what will happen? You are a reflection of what you eat. Eh? When you see somebody is skin smooth, eh? They tell what they make the skin outside smooth. Not be cream. Sister, not be cream. Oh, you don't know. It's not cream. Oh, hey. Why your skin is shiny is the food you eat. It's the food you eat. Eat a lot of cucumber. Hallelujah. Eat a lot of vegetables. Eat a lot of fruits. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your body, it will reflect in your body. There's some people we think, it says, see your skin. Hey, money, money. Not be money. It is what we eat. And you don't need too much money to eat something. Hallelujah. And then you begin to eat that nonsense. And Eve began to eat what the serpent was telling her. It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. That is the eating now. As you are listening, it will enter you. It will enter the mouth of your mind. And then the digestive system is digesting it. And what this one is saying is true. It's true. Honey, sweetie, Adam, did you hear what that preacher was saying in that channel? Did you hear? It's true. It doesn't matter. Do you know that we just stay like this, we look ourselves. We just look ourselves. We don't know, say, this is the way they in between us. So, something they do. This is the way we look. Listen. Because, let's read it. Hallelujah. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. Hey! Is somebody understanding me now? Is somebody understanding me now? It was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make man wise, one wise. She took of the fruit, of the fruit thereof, and did eat. Okay? And gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And when they did, what happened? And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. It means that which they ate was something relating to their sexual organs. That which they ate. That's why I say there is a dual application of that eat. Hallelujah. There is a dual application of that eat. There is the eating of digesting, receiving the salmon from that source, that if you eat it and it enter your system, it will produce death. There is another source. If you eat it and you digest it, the bread of life. If you eat, you digest it, it will produce eternal life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me, because he has become a source of life, the tree of life. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And people are still eating that from that source up till now. Glory be to God.